Okay, welcome to Daycare Diaries. Thank you for being a guest, one of my first guests on. And so I just wanted to introduce yourself. Go ahead.
Okay, so hey, everyone listening out there. I'm Christiane Icardi, and I'm an enrolled agent licensed by the Internal Revenue Service, and I'm a tax consultant. So I help small business owners pay the least amount of taxes legally possible so they can keep their hard earned money to build wealth. And I am really happy to be here on this podcast with Crystal today so that I can maybe share a little bit of my knowledge to help you guys save some money.
So how did you, and I'm glad you came, thank you so much, because I need tips. I need all the tips in the world. So how did you get into doing taxes?
So I've been working with small business owners for most of my career. I'm Caribbean, right? So even back then, I worked with small businesses in accounting and tax. And then when I moved to the US, I had a family friend who owned a construction business. And he was basically a guy who loved what he do and was good at it, made money at it, but had no idea what he was doing. And so he asked me if I could help. So I started working with him. And during the time that I worked with him within the first year, I was able to help him to go from being just a guy doing what he does to a full team and multiple seven figures. So while I worked with him, I think it was in my second year working with him, there was an employee and he had some tax issue. And he came to me and he said, "Hey, I have this problem. Can you help me?" And so I started researching, like, well, how can I help him? What does he need to do? And you know, all of that. And that's how I got hooked, because in researching how to help him,
I went down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, I kind of went down this rabbit hole and I found out that it's not really about how much what the government tells you to pay. It's how much do you want to pay? And there's rules that allow you to do that. And so from when I learned that, I was like, I love this. And so that's when I started like researching more and started doing tax returns for friends and family. And I've been on the train since.
Tell me more. It's like, I can never hear enough about it, because I hear now, I guess because it's tax time, you see a lot of people on Instagram, mm-hmm. they're saying, oh, I can get you this money back, I can get you that money back. What are some mistakes you think most small business owners make when running their business? I think I keep track of all my receipts. Mm-hmm. What do you think it is before I say what I usually do?
I think for most small business owners, they think compliance. So compliance mm-hmm. is the law says I have to pay X percentage. And I need to pay within this time or else I pay penalties or interest. And so most business owners are in the mind frame that comply. I need to pay this and I need to pay mm-hmm. not, right? So that I don't get in trouble. But we, as business owners, we need to shift our focus from compliance to planning. So compliance is pay this, you owe this, pay now. Mm-hmm. We all want to be compliant with the law because you don't want to be breaking any laws, right?
Right. But
you want to figure out how to keep the most of the money that you make, right? Because you're working hard. So planning is what allows you to do that. And sadly enough, most small business owners are not aware of the benefits of tax planning to their business. And so I think the biggest mistake a small business owner makes in regards to taxes is not having a tax plan.
Yes, and not being knowledgeable about what one is. I think, and I've said this several times, for myself, I don't know anyone who's ever owned a business, let alone knows anything about taxes. So asking anyone close to me to help me plan is like speaking another language. Mm-hmm. And then I go to the tax preparer, and I've been to so many, it's like, they just want their money. A lot of times that's what has happened. They're helping me file my taxes, but they're really mm-hmm. not helping me get anything out of it. They're just doing it, I guess, doing their job and filing and not even assisting me.
That's the difference between a tax preparer and a tax consultant or a tax advisor, someone who is licensed and someone who's experienced, right? A tax preparer, like you said, prepares you bring in your receipts and you give them your numbers and they prepare a tax return from that. But if you're working with a tax advisor, a tax consultant, someone who is a partner in your business rather than someone you talk to at the end of the year, that's mm-hmm. the difference. A tax advisor will sit with you at the beginning of the year. So I sit at the beginning of the year, I sit with my clients and we determine what is your income going to be for the year based on what your income was last year, right? How much are you going to grow? How much is your business going to grow? And then we curate strategies as to how much of that money you get to keep.
Mm.
So like I said, compliance is great, but if I get to legally determine how much money I pay to the government, what could be possibly better than that?
Better than that, yeah. And I think that's a lot of our issues. We don't know that we can get money back. We just like, well, I mean, and I've started to feel it. I know I've started to feel it because I'm like, I've been in business for how many years and I'm still not doing this right? I feel like I've taken more loss than I have gained. I mean, of course, I get money in throughout the month through my service, but it's still at the end of the year, I'm just like, I'm still owing money. It just doesn't make sense to me. So having somebody who can advise you instead of just prepare your taxes does like make a lot more sense. What challenges do you think you faced being an advisor for people, small businesses?
I think the biggest challenge is educating clients on the benefits of tax planning. So people on a whole, when you introduce new things, people are resistant to change, right? Mm-hmm. So if your whole life, all you've been hearing about is the IRS this and the IRS that, you're afraid of the IRS, you need to pay the IRS before you get gotten, right? And now someone is telling you that you don't have to do this, but you can do that and pay less. And it's legal. They're afraid. And basically educating them to get rid of that fear. There are people who will sit with you and they will listen and they'll actually be like, okay, I want to do this because it's a no-brainer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But people who are really skeptical and they're like, are you sure this is legal? And it takes a really long time to convince them that it is. And the one thing I've been trying my best to teach clients is that tax evasion is a crime. Tax avoidance isn't. And there's a difference. Mm. You see, tax avoidance allows you to use the codes, the tax code, right, to legally reduce your taxes. You can avoid paying taxes legally. And that is a legal strategy that most large corporations use. That's the upper 1% of our population use to build wealth, to keep wealth. Because if you can get to the stage where I'm working with someone and that person is knowledgeable about taxes, not just tax prep, but tax planning, tax strategies, and that person can help me to legally use the strategies in the tax code, and I can keep more money to build a lifestyle that I want, right? That is, to me, for me, that is why I do what I do. It to be able to help people who come from a background where they do not understand anything about it, but mm-hmm. I know use my knowledge and my experience to educate you, to help you to basically build for your future generations. That's what helps. That's what gets me going every morning.
That's good to know, because I've encountered so many. I'm the person who didn't know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I am the person who's like, I need to pay my taxes quarterly. I need to make sure they're paid on time. And at the end of the year, I'm like, okay, so I pay my taxes on time. What am I getting out of it? And I think me saying that to a preparer, they're just looking at me you know, not because I don't know the difference, so I don't know the questions to ask. Mm-hmm. So what would you say to someone if they did want to have utilize your service, one, and two, if they're looking for an advisor, how would they go about looking for someone to help them in that process?
The first thing is you have to be able to differentiate between someone who is a tax preparer and someone who is a tax advisor. A tax advisor is licensed by the Internal Revenue Service. So that person carries the initials EA at the end of the name, enrolled agent. It could also be a tax attorney or a CPA. And although most CPAs are accountants, not tax advisors, there are some CPAs that do work in the tax advisory. Then you have to know what questions to ask. But that, again, is kind of like a catch-22, because coming from the background that most small business owners come from, you don't know what the right questions, you don't know what the right questions are, right? So you have to be able to check their qualifications and reviews, right? Although reviews are not, you can't go 100% on what reviews you see out there, but a lot of the time, if you're going to work with someone, we live in an era where everything is social and everything is open. Do your research. Mm-hmm. Do your research. And also, the IRS has a list that's called a Freedom of Information Act list.
And I'm writing this down.
You can request that list. And on that list, you can search for tax advisors in your area, licensed enrolled agents, and it will tell you who they are, what their credentials are. So you will be able to see who is a tax preparer. You'll be able to see who's an enrolled agent, who is a CPA, and all of that from that list. So you
can you repeat what that is again?
It's an FOIA. You just request a Freedom of Information Act list.
Okay, FOIA.
Yes.
Okay. That's good information. Because this year I started to be more conscious about my taxes, I actually was going to hire a CPA. But again, I don't know the difference between a CPA, preparer, and advisor. And so that's good to know how to look these people up. How do you stay up to date, you know, on the latest trends and about tax having to, because I know there's one called employee retention credit. And mm-hmm. So how do you stay up to date on that? How are you getting people to get the credits? If they're more resistant to a lot of the...
So a lot of small business owners, I work with a lot of cannabis clients as well. And although they do qualify for the credit, a lot of them will not even apply. It doesn't matter what I tell them, they won't apply because it's a federal credit. And for them, the rules are different for them. So cannabis companies, you're not allowed to take so many deductions because they're still considered to be federally illegal. And so they feel like because that is the rule, they don't qualify for the employee retention credit, but they do. The employee retention credit, I would tell business owners, if you were operating during COVID, if you got shut down, if you had an active business, you got shut down, you had employees, or say, for example, you had an S-Corp and you want an employee of your S-Corp, then you qualify for the employee retention credit based on most of the rules. And you should definitely apply because, hey, it's money that you didn't have before. And the worst that can happen if you apply is you get denied. So why not?
Yes, money you didn't have anyway. So applying for it should
be. On how do I stay up to date? So the IRS requires us, enrolled agents, to take 72 continued education credits every 3 years to keep our license. However, that means that for every year, I take at least a minimum of 30 credits. However, I love what I do. So I am constantly learning. I'm constantly researching and constantly taking new courses. So I don't do just the 30, the minimum requirements, and I don't do it because this is what is required. I research, I study because this is my craft and this is what I love. And I love helping people. And I want to be able to, when someone comes to me, that you come to someone who is able to actually guide you.
Guide you.
Mm-hmm. In whatever it is that you want to do in your business, in your business, right? So the one thing that is really different about me in the way that I approach tax planning is that I have a framework that takes a holistic approach to tax planning. So most advisors will look at tax planning as we need to get a tax component right. When I work with someone, I'm more of a partner. So we're talking about the tax component, but we're also talking about the business growth component and how does that transfer to your personal life, right? So your goal is always, well, I know my goal as a business owner is always to get to that point where I am financially free and I can spend my time with my family as I want to, right? And so basically it's just standard of living, right? The way that your quality of life. And so my goal as your partner, because that's what I call myself, my goal as your partner is to take your tax planning piece and tie it perfectly with your business growth piece so that we can now translate all of that to personal wealth. And when I say personal wealth, I'm talking about you have your good health, you less stress and all of those to transfer to your personal life so you have better relationships with your family. So I call it my planning into profit framework. And basically, I just hold your hands throughout the process from the tax planning to the business growth to the person.
That, I'm going to have to get in touch. We're going to get in touch with you. Because that is where my mindset is right now. I'm ready to expand and I save, have a partner. And I'm ready to expand, but I need to know more about the tax part of it because I don't want to have a bigger business and take more loss than I do gain.
So that's where the tax planning piece of it, that's where the tax planning piece is important, right? Because tax planning basically allows us to see where you've been, where you are now, and where you're going. Where you've been tells us the things that you've done before. And now where you are now tells me how I can save you money right now and the strategies that I can use to help you in the future. So as your wealth grows, as your business expands, your plan needs to be constantly changed. As the tax law changes, as your revenue changes, as the events in your life change, your tax plan change to fit those things so that it's agile. It adapts to what's happening in your life. And that's why it is important to have one. Because say, for example, during COVID, right? Some companies were formed during COVID, some companies died, and some companies have explosive growth depending on the service that they provided, right? Mm-hmm. But the people who had explosive growth, who had no tax plan in place, they made a lot of money, but they paid a lot of taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a tax plan in place, you can make a lot of money and still don't pay a lot of taxes, and it's legal. So to me, having a tax plan, most small businesses, when we start businesses as small business owners, most of the time it is about, I have a passion or I have a product. I'm great at it. I have an amazing product and I can make money from it. So I'm gonna go ahead and start a business. But when small businesses get started, no one is thinking about the tax implication of what they're doing. And honestly, taxes should be one of the top three things that you think about when you plan in a business, because it impacts how your business is going to be taxed from the onset, during growth, and on exit. It impacts everything. It impacts how much liability, personal liability you're going to have, right? But most people don't think about that. It's, I'm going to start a business. I'm going to go get my LLC. And I'm going to be operation. It's
sounds like me.
It's okay. So, and that's okay because you don't know what you don't know. And that's okay. But at some point, being a business owner, you have to ask yourself the questions, or you have to find someone, find your who has the information that you need to be able to, the expertise that you need to help you to get to that level that you're trying to get. So say, for example, most small businesses start and they start as an LLC. And that's okay, it's the easiest entity form to start and it's cheaper. So that's all right. But an LLC, although it gives you liability protection, it doesn't have any tax benefit. You don't save any money from being in taxes from being an LLC. All it does is it says that if someone tries to sue you, then the business is liable and your personal assets are protected. But tax-wise, there's no benefits. So you have to think about, when is it right to move from being an LLC to being another entity type? Which entity type will work for you? And these are all the things that your tax plan will consider. It will consider your entity type. It will consider your personal finances, the events in your life, like I said before, and your revenue. If you're working, some people are working high-paying jobs. If you're working a high-paying job and you're making all this money, but you don't have a tax plan, and at the end of the year, you're just paying all these taxes. So all these things are what a tax plan takes into consideration to give you the best possible outcome.
I think what you said, you actually talked it directly to me. directly to me, because I have an LLC right now as well. I'm definitely going to need your service. So what challenges have you faced in your career? Just going through the whole tax preparing, the business life, what challenges have you faced?
For me, my biggest challenge, I think, was one of my challenges. I'll be honest. And that's one of the things that I'm trying to be honest with self, because what my motto for this year is to conquer self. I was the biggest challenge. I was the person who got in my way the most, because like I said, I'm from the Caribbean. And I'm living in the US, and I see around me, and I tell myself that, will people work with me because of who I am, or will people work with me because of the way I sound? But so it took me a while to get over like all those, the blocks I had in my mind, to get over them and to actually start just speaking. And even now, if you look at social media, you won't find much of me, because I am I'm a best kept secret. I don't social media a lot, and that will change in the next couple of months. But I have been honestly my biggest challenge. However, like I said, 2023 is the year of conquering self. And so this is what I'm doing. I'm getting out of my own way, and I need to help. I have the knowledge and the expertise to help a lot of
people. We need you.
I need to get out of my way and do that.
Yeah, because a lot of small businesses need people like you who are actually passionate about guiding us, and you're not trying to scam us.
No.
Because we work so hard, and I can tell that you're passionate about it. And so we need you. We need you visible. We need you where we can find you, where we can contact you. And so I can't wait to see, you know, all the things that you have in store. And what is something you would say to your younger self?
I would tell myself to find my who, and pay them, and do everything they told me to do. So I'll tell you. So I am, not to toot my own horn, but I am amazing at what I do.
Toot your horn.
And I'm amazing at it because I love what I do, right? And because I love it, I invest the time that it takes to learn, to grow in it. But some of the things that I struggled with, if I had found myself a really great mentor who walked in the path that I walked before, and learn from them, I would have been a lot further. I would have helped a lot more people than I've done right now. And so I'll tell myself, definitely find, and if someone is listening, you're a business owner and you're listening and you're thinking some of the things that I'm thinking, because I know it's not just me.
Definitely not.
Yeah, we get in our head like that a lot. So it's not just me. Just find someone who's done things that you're trying to do. And they're gonna charge you. But as my mentor says, good things are not free and free things are not good, right? So they're gonna charge you. Pay the fee and just learn from the mistakes that they made so that you don't make those mistakes and you get to where you want to go. You want to go quicker.
Totally agree. I'm the same way. I feel like we're on the same journey. I have a mindset thing where I overthink and I'm always thinking about what can go wrong. Because I do spend a lot of time working in and on my business. And so I'm thinking about all this work that I put in myself, not really thinking that if I had another brain to help me, mm-hmm. it would lessen the load. And so learning that now, this year, like you, it's been a lot easier. I've been more open to asking for help than to try to figure everything out, because I'm also resourceful and I love researching and I love what I do. So like, just like you, I'm always taking classes. I'm always looking to learn something new about the field that I'm in. But what was lacking is my team and like you said, my who. And I've learned that after I've started to get out there a little bit more, there's a lot of people who think the same way I do. And they have a lot more resources than I do. And I'm like, all this time, I could have been doing this. This person went through the same thing I went through. And all they did was communicate and network with other people, mm-hmm. To get where they are. And so I can definitely relate to that. And I wanted to know, like, what maintains your passion and motivation for your work besides the people that you work with, like as far as in your personal life?
So I am a mom, I am a grandma, I have three gorgeous grandkids. So for me, I want to build a legacy for my grandkids and my kids. I want to open doors for my kids that I did not have access to. I want them to have access to the rooms that I did not have access to. I want them to have seats at the tables that I did not have seats at. I want them to be able to choose the future that they have, not follow the path that they must follow, but to have options. So in me wanting to create a legacy for them, it motivates me to work to help others, because the quickest way that you can grow and that you can build is to help others grow and build. But I've always, outside of that, I've always had a passion for helping people. It's been the one thing that's been like a constant in my life, regardless of what I was doing. I've always wanted to make the lives of people better, because of the way I grew up. Like I said, Caribbean, grew up really, really poor. Last of a family of eight. So grew up without the material things, and always, even while growing up in that situation, knew that I was meant for something different. I just knew. So even as a child, I read and I read and I read. That's all I did. And so for me, being able to get away from that situation, being able to get to the point where I am now, and going to the point where I'm going, that is my motivation, in that the person that I was born, the situation that I was born into is not going to be the situation that I'm going to die in. And it's not going to be the situation that my kids or my grandkids or my great grandkids are being born into and growing up in. And that's all I need.
That's great. That's good. I'm glad to hear that, because I have a friend who, she's the same way. She has kids and she has a business she wants to start, and she's just living in fear. And she's also from the Caribbean, and she's, there's a lot of people who tell her that, you know, just go to work. She works a lot of jobs. I don't even know how she's like a robot. She has so many jobs, and she wants to start her own, like a nursing home. Mm-hmm. She wants to start a home health day business. And her father, everybody's telling her like, you need to go to work. We have bills to pay. And you don't need to be trying to start no business. We don't have the money to do this. And she has two kids. And, you know, trying to persuade someone to follow their dreams is the hardest thing, especially. And I'm like, when your kids grow up, how do you want them to live? Look who you're here now. You have the opportunities. You can do this. And she's having a hard time because there's so many people in her ear. And I feel so bad because I'm now learning how to speak positive to myself. Uh-huh. So I usually just don't, I'm trying to find the words to just encourage other people to just follow their dreams. And so hearing you talk about your journey and your children, it just makes me feel good because I'm like, at least somebody is trying to do it because she's like having a hard time. And I know it's her background. I know it's her mom and her dad. They are now, they also work a lot. Her dad's in construction. Her mom is a home health aide, but they're doing the best that they can to keep their family afloat. And because they've never done it, they feel like she shouldn't be doing it. And I just wish that the mindset would be a lot different. I have one more question. Look into the future. What are some of the biggest opportunities and challenges faced in your field?
I think the challenges, both the challenges and the growth, the biggest ones come from the same thing, and it comes from AI technology. So AI technology, as you can see, we all know about ChatGPT, as you can mm-hmm. see, is basically intertwined with every industry, but in the tax industry, there's going to be a time where AI technology can basically be a tax preparer. So there are going to be certain services that are no longer needed. However, I do see AI technology being the biggest growth in the industry, because if you're forward thinking enough to look at the benefits of it and then take that and create services and create resources for the industry, that this could definitely be one of the biggest strides that we can make in the industry, because we can do things that make it easier for people who never had access to tax planning to be able to tax plan. There's so many things that we can do with it. I think that if we are open-minded enough, that it could be a really huge, huge thing in tax and accounting.
Would you implement AI into your service now?
Definitely. So, okay, so here's what I think. I think that as the world changes, right, there are going to be people who are left behind, and there are going to be people who grow. And the people who grow are the people who are able to be agile, you're able to adapt with the technologies as they're being introduced. Mm-hmm. And why wouldn't you use technology that make your life easier? If it makes it easier for you to perform your work or provide a service, if it makes it easier for you to help others, if it makes it easier for you to learn, makes you learn faster and consume resources quicker, why wouldn't you do that?
It's true.
And that's how I feel about it. So you're going to be two things. You're either going to be someone who's left behind, or you're going to be someone who's riding the wave as it is crashing, not as it is crashed.
Yeah, AI is taking over everything. I'm just concerned about the accuracy of it, especially somebody coming in who is, I don't know anything about taxes, and then using AI as the advisor or the planner.
You can't use AI technology as a tax plan. You can integrate AI technology into certain things so that it can help to enhance your research based on the topic that you're looking, you're researching. But if you, I'm not sure if you read the CPA exam, I think was the old the only exam that ChatGPT couldn't pass. It can't pass an accounting exam. It can't be accurate enough on an accounting exam.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I'm concerned about the accuracy.
So it's not, and also it is only when it comes to tax, I think ChatGPT can only research up to tax year 2021. And tax laws are constantly changing. So you can't depend on AI technology as this is my resource for taxes. You have to have whatever it is you do with the technology, you have to have the knowledge and the experience to be responsible enough to know that there are certain things that I can ask that it can provide, and there's certain things that it definitely cannot. So you shouldn't even bother asking. And even when you say, for example, if you were writing something, you use it to write something, then you have to make sure that you're verifying that all the information that it speaks out is actually correct. So it's not just blanket take ChatGPT something in there, because it can't really give you the advice that you're looking for. It can maybe give you the basic principle of a tax statute, but it can give you the advice that you would need to curate a tax plan.
And now I'm noticing too, when you type in, before you type, it'll let you know, oh, this may not be accurate. This may not. Now they're starting to put those things in there because they're now realizing that it's not 110% accurate. Yes. For it's someone, say it again, I'm sorry.
It's just a tool. That's all it is.
Yeah. And you have to find the right words. It's all about how you word it. For someone who is like myself, who would want to utilize your services, how can they find you? How can they get in contact with you? Let the people know.
Okay, so you can reach me on IG at Christian Cardi. It's just my name. On Instagram, it is the same thing on TikTok, on Facebook, all across social media, on LinkedIn. It's the same thing. And then you can email me at hello@getvanda.com, or you can also drop me a chat on my website, and my website is getvanda.com. So it's GETVANDA, as in shortened form for my company name is Victor and Associates. So getvictorandassociates.com, shortened form.
Thank you. Is there anything, if someone was coming to you for assistance, do you give consultation? How are your services set up? Do you do free consultation? Do you do paid consultation?
I don't do free consultations anymore. I did for a really long time. But one of the things that I learned from doing free consultations is that people waste your time.
Mm-hmm. I'm learning that myself.
Yeah, and as a business owner, time is precious, because not only time is money, it's not the money aspect of it. But while one person is wasting their time, you could have been helping someone
else. Somebody else,
who actually wanted your help. So I don't do free consultations. However, if someone books a consultation with me, whatever deposit that they pay for the consultation, and they were having a tax, they choose to have a tax plan, the deposit that they made for the consultation is applied to the tax plan.
Oh, that's nice. That's cool. That's good to know, because I'm definitely going to be booking. if someone already did their taxes, this is one question I had. If somebody already did their taxes and they wanted to amend it, would they still be able to get the same, outcome as far as like finding all the tax credits and breaks, even if it's after the tax deadline?
Yes, you can amend your return. I think you have up to 3 years that you can amend the return and receive a refund. So so you can go ahead and amend it. If there's changes that you need to make to the return, you can make the changes and submit the amended return, and yes, the outcome will change based on the things that you change on the return.
Okay. I have some questions off of. Okay, and I wanted to thank you so much for taking your time out. I know it's very short, but I usually don't have a lot of questions or a lot of things to talk about, and I don't want to just drag it out. But thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time out, being my first guest. Thank you all for listening to Daycare Diaries. I didn't want to leave not one part out. So I didn't edit anything. I didn't add anything in. So I did want to make sure that I came back again and, you know, at least added a thank you. And if you haven't already, hit the bell, follow. And I will see you when I see you. On YouTube, I'm going to post a video. I'm still editing. There is a video where you can actually get a visual of what the same conversation is, just a visual. So I'm going to post it on my YouTube at Colonel Family Child Care. You can also follow me on Instagram at Crystal Colonel for any grant, for the grant lists and any information about grants. And I hope you guys have a good, it's Thursday, came so fast. So I hope you have a good rest of the week and a wonderful weekend. And I'll speak to you guys next time.